Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After spending more than a decade leading the advocacy group, the Environmental League of New England, George Bachrach is stepping aside. Bachrach is a lawyer who helped shape public policy in Massachusetts since 1980 when he became a state senator. He discussed his plans with WBUR's Bob Oakes, and he started by talking about his worries about the environment under the Trump administration.
He is simply running a know-nothing administration. I mean, when ExxonMobil is telling him to stay into the Paris Agreement, really something dramatically different has happened in America. Corporate America and the world is moving inexorably to a low-carbon future. Corporate America now gets it. It's important to their bottom line that they reduce their energy consumption, reduce their emissions. And other countries around the world are going to continue to move in that direction. So we're going to get there even as Trump tries to hold us back.
Your colleagues in the environmental movement vow that state and local governments and activists will have to step in and do what the federal government won't do. Is that possible, though?
Yes, it is possible. And I, for one, believe no state is better positioned than Massachusetts. And we at our organization are focused particularly on landmark first-in-the-nation types of projects. For example, we want to put an MPG sticker on every house in the Commonwealth, not just cars, every house. It's a simple consumer protection issue. And if we do it here in Massachusetts, the first in the nation, believe me, every state will follow. That'll have an enormous impact on pollution.
So in other words, it's kind of like the energy sticker on a new refrigerator. This sticker tells you how much energy your refrigerator will use in a year. The house sticker will tell us how much energy this house on average will consume in a year.
Yeah, it'll give you a rating that'll tell you whether there's insulation in the walls, whether the windows are insulated, how the heating system works, and so forth. Just like, as you say, you get on a car, MPG sticker, or an Energy Star rating on an appliance. Why shouldn't we know the cost of the biggest consumer purchase we're going to make?
In speaking with you prior to this chat in the studio, you implied, you seemed to imply anyway, in our earlier conversation, that it's time for a new generation of leaders and policy advocates in the environmental movement. Explain.
Well, there's the graying of the environmental movement, but there's the graying of every movement, frankly. And I am very interested in the next generation. It used to be that you retired at 65 and you were dead when you were 75. Now we're all living until we're 90, apparently, and we're working until we're 80. And the problem with that is we're stifling the next generation. And I feel strongly that my generation needs to know when it's time and step out of the way. And my successor is 34 years old. I'm 65. She will be a remarkable leader for that next generation.
Have you figured out your next act yet, George Bachrach?
Well, I'm going to take a gap year, which I think is entirely wasted on the young. And if that works, I may take another gap year. There are things I want to do, a lot of reading, a lot of writing, some traveling. I'm going to stay very much connected to ELM on some policy issues like the MPG sticker on homes. And then I'll see along the way if there's another cause that I care about that needs me, and I'll see about working on that.
Great pleasure knowing you all these years and our many conversations. I appreciate those and look forward to many more, George Bachrach.
Thank you, Bob.
George Bachrach is a former state senator, a one-time Democratic candidate for governor, and the outgoing president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts. He spoke with WBUR's Bob Oakes.